associating so much with these generational curses. When we have our own generational blessings,
your sins are forgiven. That means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. It does not matter where you are. Once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you.
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
Psalm 91. I'll talk about the honor of the Lord. From verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And the next word there is surely. This psalm is made up of divine verities. Okay, and then we jump to verse 14. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91 is a powerful psalm. And the striking thing about Psalm 91 is that there is a concentration of the names of God in Psalm 91. The first two verses of Psalm 91 has four names of God. And the last verse finishes with Yeshua, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So this is a prophetic psalm talking about not just what God did for Israel, but what God is doing for us now, and He will yet do in 2022.
Amen.
Now, I'm using the life of Abraham to talk about this honor, because out of these names of God, there are two names here. We are going to consider just three of them, but there are two names that Abraham is the first person in scriptures that those names are revealed to. Two names. So, let me say it the way it's supposed to be. He that dwelleth in the secret place of El Elyon, that's Most High, shall abide under the shadow of El Shaddai. I will say of Jehovah, He is my refuge and my fortress. Elohim, in Him will I trust. You see four names? We see El Elyon, the Most High. We see El Shaddai, the Almighty, the multi-breasted one. We see the Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh, and we see Elohim. The name El Elyon, the name El Shaddai, the first person that gets the revelation of those names is our father Abraham. And we will consider this evening, and then allow the prophetic breath to enter into your houses, into your homes, your cars, anywhere you are, and launch you into 2022. Now, the honor of God, you know, everything God does has dimensions. The honor of God has three major dimensions. The first dimension is height. That means that the honor of God makes a man taller than normal. It makes a man visible from the horizon. It makes a man to be seen from afar. That is the height dimension. And then there is the breadth dimension. The honor of God makes a man to spread unstoppable. That means that once a man gets to a particular place, you cannot restrict him. You cannot narrow down his life. The honor of God starts spreading him. That is another dimension. And then the third dimension is that the honor of God makes a man to be weighty, to be heavy. So the Hebrew word for glory, for honor, is actually the same word for weight. There are people that are very light. When they say these people are the financial heavyweights, you know what that means. And the honor of God makes a man weighty. It increases your density. We look at those three things in the life of Abraham. And then we allow the Spirit of God to punctuate this meeting with the breath of the prophetic. Genesis chapter 14. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right eye. I'm seeing someone's right hand, right eye with a problem. You are being healed right now by the power of God. As I'm talking, you will feel water pouring out of that's your eye. And then as we are finishing this meeting, your eye will be perfect.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to you. I speak wholeness to you right now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 14, we read from verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shave, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. You see, this is the first time the word El Elyon is used. The priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be El Elyon, which had delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Anna, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Many times when we are looking in retrospect at the life of a man that is great, it is very easy to miss out the conditions of those men when they were in their former state before God's honor lifted their heads. And this is the story of Abraham, because all this while, Abraham was like a mercenary. Abraham was not somebody that had honor upon him. He was a mercenary. And it was because Lot, its cousin, had been taken. That's why he went to the battle of the kings. And this shows, because when they came back from that battle, the king of Sodom said, give me the men and take the goods. That is instructive, because the man was trying to say, are you not all about the money? You know the way there are bandits, there are pirates, there are mercenaries, their own is they can fight in a battle. All they are looking for is just chop money. That was the way it was with Abraham. But then God changed something about him. How did he change that thing? It's because that name, El Elyon, was brought into his life. Melchizedek met him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Of the Most High God. Something changed in his life. And today, something is changing your life. God is exalting your horn today in the name of Jesus. Because there are many times we need perceptions that are wrong perceptions. People have perceptions about us that have limited our lives. Just the same way Abraham had. You see, in Abraham's life, I've thought about Abraham's life over and over again. The Bible says that there was a time he went and then a king saw him and said, who is that with you? And he said, they might want to kill me. It's my sister. For a king to see you, and you say, it's my sister, and you say, okay, move her. It's because the kind of life that Abraham had was the life of a mercenary. So they looked at him and said, oh, but who is that babe? Are you just carrying that babe for the night? He said, no, it's one of, just bring her, let her come this way. That's how it was with Abraham. But then El Elyon came into his life and lifted his head. So that after this battle, something first changed inside him, and then his stature changed. People started referring to Abraham as a prince. And now when we refer to that battle, we call it the battle of the kings. Because Abraham himself took on the stature of a king. The honor of the Lord increases our ranking. It positively influences people's perceptions of us. Just the same way God did for Abraham after Melchizedek met him. There are people that are hardworking. No promotion. And the person that is using them the most in the office, that is telling them, you know, this work cannot go forward without you. We can't do anything without you. The people that say, you are very hardworking. God, you are a good officer. The day they sit down, at a promotion board and said, we need somebody to fill into their disappointment. It is the same person that we say, this person does not have the clout to fill into that appointment. It's because of height. They have not seen you as somebody that's assumed that height. And they know that you are hardworking, but they don't see you in that place of power and influence. That thing is changing today. That thing is changing as we are entering this new year in the name of Jesus. Job said, when the candle of the Lord was upon my head, that candle of the Lord means that God distinguishes a man in the midst of so many. God makes you to be, as it were, a city that is set on a hill. Amen. This is the way God works. No matter what you are doing, you might be in ministry, you might be in business, it might even be your personal life. God exalts your horn like the horn of a unicorn. Jephthah was the son of a harlot. The people drove him out and said, you are the son of a harlot, don't come here. But then situations happened and the enemies, the Ammonites, rose up against the children of God. They went to look for him because God had honored him. The same thing with David. And scholars will tell you this. When Samuel got to Jesse's house and he said, can I have your sons? Jesse made his sons to walk in front of Samuel. Seven of them. He didn't say, go and call David. Because David came out of an affair somewhere and shame had covered him. And then when they walked before Samuel, Samuel said, the person is not here. And then he called him by one side and said, is this all, did you know? Yes, sir. Is there any, you know, outside? That's when he said, no, there's a young boy, David. Let's call, send for him. Then they sent for him. That was God exalting his own with honor. The place where you are walking, that your days of obscurity and invisibility, they are over in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because the honor of God is coming upon you. How can a man called Gideon be hiding from the enemies of God? He was the least man from the least family, from the least tribe of Israel. He was hiding when the angel of the Lord met him and said, O mighty man of valor. That statement alone means that his stature had increased. His rank had increased. His height had increased. And that is what El Elyon is doing for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. There are people that they are fighting their place of employment. They are fighting their ministry. They feel uncomfortable. I don't know, this is my office. They are paying them more, but they say, this is my office, this is my office, this is my office. The problem is not that the office is bad. The problem is not with the ministry. The problem is with them. It's called the spirit of rejection. Their head has been bowed down in shame that there is nowhere they are, that they receive any form of honor, that they feel comfortable. Because for long, they have assumed the position of being in subjugation to forces. So that when God wants to even increase them, they will start running away from the honor of God that is trying to raise up their heads. In the name of Jesus, I bring in a new consciousness into your life right now. I declare in the name of Jesus that your own is exalted with honor. In Jesus' mighty name. This thing is not just because you are hardworking. It's good to be hardworking. But it's more than being hardworking. This thing is God putting his candle upon your head. This thing is God exalting your horn. This thing is God making you taller in the realm of the spirit. This thing is God increasing your stature. Oh, I met a young man yesterday, one of our partners, when he was giving me his testimonies. Tears were in my eyes. I said, is this what God can do? He went abroad and went on a course. Okay. He was on a course abroad. You know, just recently. And while he was abroad, he kept sending message how God, it was a hectic course and how God gave him, you know, gave him good success on the course. And then he came back to give me this testimony. He came with his seed in his hand. He says, sir, while I was on this course, I met the Prince of Brunei and he became my friend. Now, some of you know that before the tech people came up, Bill Gates and the rest, consistently the richest man in the world was the Sultan of Brunei. He said, I went there and I met the Prince of Brunei. He said, he took me to their hotel, their family hotel, up to six times before I left. He brought me to his mother, queen mother, And the woman sat down with me and talked with me for over 1 hour. And then when she finished, she brought out a royal envelope and packaged hard currency, thousands, and said, "This is for you." From nowhere, he said, "Sir, you know we have been trying to build a house for my mom." He said, "Now, the money for the house to complete is the workers that will stay at time. The money is ready now." Just somebody looking at you and saying that, "I like this one." He is not an Oyibo black man. Look at you and say, "I like this one." And then brings you into his own circle. And then says, "Stay, let's go to the Queen Mother." That is a miracle. God is exalting your own the same way. In the name of Jesus. Ah, that prophecy years ago says that space is made for you in tight places. And you are breaking into exclusive circles. It is the honor of God that does that for a man. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that everything that is making you lightly esteemed is crushed today. Amen. The Bible says, "Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them, they will not be few. I will also glorify them, and they will not be small." They will not be small. One translation says, "They will not be lightly esteemed." There are people that are lightly esteemed. Anytime they talk, people just say, "Who is that? What were you saying? Their voice is not thick enough. It's because nobody feels that they have anything to say. But it's changing this year. I say it is changing as we're entering this new year. In the name of Jesus. Some of you that have been looking for placement, some of you that you have been in a place that you need to be noticed. You need to be seen. God is putting his candle upon your head and increasing your height in the name of Jesus. Amen. I see somebody, they have wrested power from you. They have wrested power from you in your place of all. They have wrested power for you and brought you to a place of relevance. God says, as you are entering this new year, there are turnarounds for you in the name of Jesus. That God is bringing you and exalting your own with honor now in the name of Jesus. That as I am speaking right now, the whispering angels are moving and mentioning your name in the hearts of those that matter. That those that have opposed you are taken out of the way. That you might sit on that throne that God has prepared for you in the name of Jesus. There are people, they are very skilled. And then they go and say, "This is our proposal." Their proposal is cheaper than what other, is not as expensive as what other people have submitted. They say, "This is our proposal." But then, they don't take those proposals. They don't even take them seriously. They give somebody else. And they are wondering, "Our services are better." Even they themselves said that your services are better. But they are giving somebody else. It's because of your height. And God is increasing that height from here in the name of Jesus. And based on this unction that is present, I declare in the name of Jesus, for those that are of marriageable age, that are looking for a spouse, God is bringing your spouse to you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible calls him the God that calls the man that executes his words from a far country. God is causing your mate to gravitate towards you through supernatural circumstances in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen. El Elyon, God of honor. He has increased our heights. He has made us people that are seen from afar. Number two, he is El Shaddai. Genesis chapter 17. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, "I am the Almighty God." That's, "I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect." This is the first time El Shaddai is used in scriptures. "I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly." And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee." You see, when El Shaddai comes on the scene, El Shaddai speaks multiplication. He speaks increase. He speaks fruitfulness. He speaks spreading. I know people that are sincere, but the reason why it seems as if things are not working for them, that people are not gathering around them, is because there are no results to show. Whether you like it or not, leadership is about results.
Yes, sir.
Whether you can have plenty English, oh, if you don't have results, people will not follow you.
Wow.
You can have degrees more than a thermometer. If in your business you are not producing results, after some time, people that are working with you will be looking outside, looking for somewhere else to go to. And if you are being in a rut, you are being in a place where it's as if, there is no movement. Nothing is happening. El Shaddai is rising for you. In the name of Jesus. I say El Shaddai is rising for you. In the name of Jesus. The spiritual blessing of Abraham is righteousness by faith. But the natural blessing of Abraham is multiplication. It is fruitfulness. It is increase on every side. And that is the work of El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one. When God told him that Isaac will be born. At this point, Isaac was not born. He said, Isaac will be born. And it's through Isaac that your seed will populate the earth. Abraham did not even believe. Abraham said, oh God, let Ishmael live before you. I have tried my best. Let Ishmael, this one that we have here, let him be enough. Because at this age of 99, I don't know how any kind of miracle will happen at this point. Because there are some of you that you have given up hope. There are some of you that you have scaled down your dreams. There are some of you that even whether it is business, you are saying, look, the major thing in business is quality. It's quality. It's not about money. It's quality. You don't need to be a millionaire before you are doing the will of God for your life. Meanwhile, you know that God showed you visions of greatness before. Don't allow the devil to scale down your vision. God gave you vision of a mega church, mighty ministry, thousands of people coming. Now, because first year, second year, third year, fifth year, tenth year, you are with 25 and a half people. Now, you say the major thing about ministry is discipleship. The major thing is a heart for people. The major thing, you are scaling down your vision. No? If you can disciple 25 and a half people, you can disciple 10,000 people.
Yep.
The operation of God that makes that possible is in that name, El Shaddai. And I declare growth and expansion upon your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They are negotiating. There are people they don't negotiate with. There are people that they don't, you yourself, you know, you go to particular places, you are buying things by the roadside, you are buying things from young people online, you are negotiating, how much is this? This is your cloth you are selling. How much is it now? It's too expensive. 20K, for what? 10K, 5K. But there are places that when you enter, you even feel they have honored you by not sending you out of. If you buy something from there, it will be a testimony to you for another 2 years. It is the day you are coming for a mansion, you will wear that shirt. So that heaven will register your name and say, this guy is trying. Let's promote. Because you know what you put into getting that shirt. That means that places are not the same. People are not the same. El Shaddai will put such value upon you. That when people come to you, they will be ready to pay anything for what you are carrying. That is El Shaddai. Young people, listen to me. Because the society, I was talking with some beloved people that we had as visitors yesterday. I said, the society will cramp you. The society will not give you permission to succeed. You must rise above that and spread forcefully. You must. People might talk about billionaires and say, do you know this man was a billionaire at 20-something? Do you know that man was a billionaire at 30? Do you know this? And they will even tell you about the leaders of your country. This man was head of state when he was 28. This man was a minister when he was 32. And we don't know what our youths are doing. But if you rise up, they will hack you down. They will say, why is it that you, as young as you are rising up? El Shaddai gives you the strength, the wisdom, and the courage to rise up. That's why I say, let Ishmael that is grown like this, that we are seeing, that is like 13 years old, let him live before you. God said, no, that young man that will be born is the one that will do this thing. Young people, rise up.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, as I'm saying this, I'm seeing fire entering the hearts of young people. I am seeing fire on your legs. I am seeing your heart burning. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Because El Shaddai has risen upon you. I'm just 27 years old. You can have a mega church at 27. I'm just 32 years old. You can have a chain of stores like ShopRite at 32.
Yes,
let no man reduce you. All things are possible. Hey, they say our society, they will cramp you. El Shaddai will break you out of that mold like he did for Abraham. One of my young men was telling me about his members in church. Undergraduates that are working remotely and are earning thousands of dollars per month, and you say there is no job. Undergraduates, so they are still in school or learning, and they are working remotely and earning, one is earning $4,000 per month. He has a young man that is into fashion business, producing clothes, that is a millionaire. And I saw the young man say, this guy is doing a good work. And he said, sir, as we are going, he said, sir, that young man is 20 years old. I said, what? And he said, he's 20 years old. I said, 20 something. He said, no, 20. He said, this other lady that has business is 18. They are undergraduates. I command in the name of Jesus, this God, this El Shaddai, is expanding you by his honor. All these days of you looking for sponsor here, looking for sponsors, now sponsors are running towards you. All this one, we are looking for, you know, for seed investment. We are looking for people that will help us. They are running towards you in the name of Jesus. He says, though your beginning was small, yet shall your latter end greatly increase. There is something that comes upon men that makes it that the mold cannot hold them any longer. It is called the anointing of the Bible says it shall come to pass in that day that the burden will be removed from off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be broken or destroyed because of the anointing. New King James Version says, the yoke will be destroyed because you have grown so fat. There's something that comes upon people that they become bigger than their environment. They are in their environment, but they become bigger than their status. They become bigger than where people have put them. And in life, once from inside you get bigger, the forces of that place will invite you up and say that that place down there it's too small for you. We have seen it.
Amen.
Come up and dine with the kings.
Amen.
That is your story in 2022.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, look. There are people that don't do things because they are afraid. They're afraid. What do I have? What I have is little. El Shaddai rests upon your little and multiplies it. That small meeting you are doing, that people are coming 50, you are being a blessing to people. Yes, but now they are coming 500. Now they are coming 5,000. Now they are coming 50,000. Now your problem is a good problem because you are looking for venues that are big enough to host the people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Why? Because El Shaddai has put his finger upon what you are doing.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. The honor of God has come upon it.
Amen.
I knew a young man. You see, you are opening paths for people to tread in. We are opening paths. Yeah, I knew a young man years ago who met me. Even before he met me, he listened to my message online. And then he said, he heard me saying that I had gone to Sierra Leone. As he heard that message, he was listening to message. He heard me give me a testimony about my sojourn in Sierra Leone. Then, as he heard it, the power of God hit him. He fell under the power. Before I saw him, he had been sowing seeds, sending seeds, listening to the messages before the first day I saw him. They told him that, he's a medical doctor. They said, Sierra Leone is closed, so you have to go somewhere else. And we have this other country. He said, no. It is as I hear Sierra Leone that the power of God fell upon me. Sierra Leone opened up to him. From there, it looked like a small beginning, God started opening doors here, opening doors there. He was going to different countries. As he was going, doors were getting bigger. And then at a point, he had to make a leap. Because I'm seeing in 2022, God is leaping you forward.
Amen.
Shout that amen. I say God is leaping you forward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I saw him. So recently he said that there have been positions. We have been working here. And he said there is a position that is open. That position looked intimidating. But then I said, go for it. He's in an international agency. All of you know the agency, unless you didn't go to school. He's in an international organization. I said, go for it. And then went for it. When he went for the interview,
the main man that was among the people that were interviewing him was leading him, guiding him, putting words in his mouth so that he'd be the one that would be chosen out of everybody. He was putting words in his mouth. And now he's doing well. He's very comfortable. For years he has been earning in dollars. And then the results came out. He was picked. He said, "Daddy, with this, I am handling a project of over $50 million. $50 million. He said, "That's the project I'm handling." See the way God led him forward. You are spread, you know, that your business that is in Mushi, that your business that is in one hole in Keja, that your business that is in one small place, in Banki, that your business that is in one place in Baggy Market. No. That business that is in a small place, you are just managing a store. You are increasing, it's turning to a chain of stores.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
People will see what God has done for you and fear you and come and submit themselves to you. For God has delivered you from the strivings of the people and is hiding you from the scourgings of the tongue. In the name of Jesus. El Shaddai will make the works of your hands beautiful in the eyes of kings. And I see that that is your story. There is something that happens when what we are doing enters into the presence of royalty. You know what happened to Joseph? Joseph worked for private sector, nothing. He worked for private sector, nothing. As he hammered government contract, he became prime minister.
Amen.
He worked for Baker, he worked for Butler, nothing. As he came into the presence of royalty, because there are some of you, I'm seeing you here, you are skilled. You have beautiful works. Everything you are doing is beautiful. But the thing is that you have not come into the presence of greatness.
Yeah.
I am seeing a sister, like a sign I saw days ago. I am seeing your legs shaking under the power. You are about to stand in the presence of greatness.
Amen.
That's why your leg is shaking. Oh. God will give you strength and wisdom to stand. And that will be your catapulting forward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God is opening doors for you to stand before great men, before kings. That will cause that thing that was small but beautiful to spread for everybody to see.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone's bones shifting into place, shifting into position. Glory to God. You are healed in Jesus' name. I'm seeing a growth disappearing by the power of God.
Amen.
Feel it. It is reducing and disappearing into nothingness. In the name of Jesus. I see a child that has been running a fever that has not been able to eat. Right now, the fever is broken. The child will start sweating right now.
Amen.
And as we are finishing this meeting, we start eating normally, for the healing power of God has set him free.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. The things you could not see in 2021, as you are entering 2022, it will be waiting for you.
Amen.
It will be as if God prepositioned it in front of you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The third name we see here, and we finish with this, is that name, Jehovah, the self-existent one. And whilst El Elyon has to do with height, and El Shaddai has to do with breath, Jehovah has to do with weight. For if you look at the manifestations of Jehovah in the life of Abraham, when Pharaoh said, "Give me your sister," and the Lord struck the house of Pharaoh, it was Jehovah that struck the house of Pharaoh. I know that there are people that are more Christian than Christian that say, you know, God is an ice cream seller, you know, God pets everybody. If you read the Bible, God is not like that. There are different dimensions of God, and there is a weighty dimension of God. This weighty dimension of God is the dimension of God that makes his enemies fear him. Say unto God, "How terrible," not "how loving," "how terrible are you in your works? Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you." That's the workings of Jehovah. And though Abraham experienced Jehovah, he did not even have the revelation of Jehovah in his heart. And that is why after God told Abraham, though it was the covenant-keeping God that struck that covenant with him, after he talked with Abraham, he said, "Your children, your descendants, will be in a country where they will be oppressed 400 years. He said, "But I will bring them out with a mighty hand." When he appeared to Moses to send him to bring out the children of Israel out of Egypt, He told Moses, by my name El Shaddai was I known to Abraham, but not by my name Jehovah. Some call it Yahweh. He said, but now you will see action with the name called Yahweh. And then the Bible says that he went and started serving ice cream to Pharaoh. Is that what happened? He said, I will be glorified. I will be glorified in Pharaoh, in his stubbornness. I'll be glorified. The Bible says that when God started rolling out the plagues, some say it's not God that rolled out the plagues, it's Moses. No, it's God. God said, I will be glorified in Pharaoh.
Yes, sir.
God rolled out the plagues. As he rolled out the plagues, the Bible says the fear of the children of Israel was upon the Egyptians. You know, when the Bible says that God gave them favor, it's not just favor, it was fear.
Yes, sir.
And then he said, go and borrow gold. Go and borrow silver. Go and borrow anything you want from these people. The fear of them was in the hearts of the children of the Egyptians.
Amen.
That's what God is doing for you. Wait, that thing that they're just slapping you around, moving you this way, moving you that way, talking to you as if your God is dead, your God is rising for you as Jehovah in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say your God is rising as Jehovah in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God has different colors. Oh, God has different colors. That is why if you look at Revelations, the Bible talks about different colors in heaven. Ezekiel saw that wheel. He saw God moving, carried by the cherubs. He saw God with different colors.
Yes,
Psalm 94 verse 1. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. One translation says, shine forth. Another translation says, show your color. God is showing his color to you. God is showing his multiple colors to you in this new year, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 136, you know. We usually say that God is merciful and we say that God does not do anything. It's just like the government. If you have a government that is very good, that is supplying essential services and everything, if that government can only bless and it cannot bite, the citizens of that country are in trouble. If you have a government that all it does is that the government gives you water, it gives you light, it gives you road, and it does not have an armed forces that can bite, you are in trouble. Everything the government has given you is for nothing. Because one country can come, one nation can come and overrun you, and all the blessings will be zero. You see, in Psalm 136, starts with, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. And we see it over and over. For his mercy endureth what? Forever. And then he says what he did. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. That's verse 6. To him that made great light, for his mercy endureth forever. People understand that. Verse 10. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. That means to the Egyptians, it is a terrible God they are seeing. To us, it is his mercy that is enduring forever. Verse 15. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 17, to him we smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, Og, were slain as the children of Israel were joining to the promised land. And that's the type of the Christian life. The promised land, Canaan, is not a type of heaven. It's a type of the victorious Christian life.
Hallelujah.
Because when they were in Canaan, there were still enemies around them. There are no enemies in heaven. It's a type of the victorious Christian life.
Amen.
And it shows us that while we are joining to that place of victory, God's mercy will endure on our behalf.
Amen.
And that mercy enduring on our behalf is that God rises up in his various colors. To make sure that people are brought down.
Yes, sir.
And our weight increases.
Yes, sir.
These are not the days that people will just respect you because you're a Christian. God spoke to me and said in 2022, people will fear you because you're a Christian.
Amen.
Even men will fear you because you're a Christian.
Amen.
They will fear you because you are called by the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Mordecai and Haman. Mordecai was there bowing down, helping. Nobody saw him because there was no honor. Abraham used 1 year to find out the best day. They looked at the stars and moon. They conjured. If you read it well, you see, they were conjuring, looking at astrological bodies, zodiac signs, to find out the best time to hit the children of Israel and finish them. 3 days prayer and fasting overturned it. Wait. A man ended up in the gallows that he had built. He didn't end up, you know, as second in command to the king. No, he ended up in the gallows that he has built. And see what happened. As soon as a man had built those gallows and went to tell the king to say, I want to hang Mordecai there. That was when things had started working. And the king asked, what should the king do to the person that he wants to honor? Haman brought out a compendium of the best way to honor that man because he thought he was the one. And then he says, hey, what you have said is good. King's horse with a prime minister in front of him saying, bend the knee, do that quickly for Mordecai. As he got home to tell his family, his wife, what had happened, they say, hey, we are in trouble. That means that something has shifted in the realm of the spirit.
Yes,
this is not a good omen. This thing that shifted means doom, because from now, if you continue rising, you will continue going down.
Amen.
I declare to you in the name of Jesus, those that have risen up against you, they will go down as you are rising.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Their only deliverance will be salvation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we had a partner that is in a multinational organization, and there were many battles against her. Many, many battles. And the man that was the major person giving her problems was the person that she was going to meet and say, this is what's happening. He would say, no problem. He just like, but he was the one putting fire to make sure that she leaves that company. Then Jehovah arose.
Yes,
the Lord of vengeance rose up in his many colors. You think that you have colors? You know, men, we see colors as roy beef. We see red, we see orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. But women, they see tortoise shell, they see okra green, they see cockroach brown, they see, and then you think that women see a lot of colors. MTN yellow, you see all those colors. God has more colors.
Amen.
And this God is rising up in his many colors on your behalf.
Amen.
When God rose up with urgency, the man put in his resignation. This woman, because she didn't know that, I said, sir, what? The management told him that, where are you going? Let's promote. He said, no, nothing can make me stay here. He took off, and the woman was promoted as director.
Amen.
In that company. Multinational company. Those that have risen up against you are falling for your sake.
Amen.
Because Jehovah has risen up for you. His honor is making you weighty. All this while that you were being pushed around, pushed to the left, pushed to the right, that people pushed you anyhow. It says, whereas you have been hated and forsaken, so that no man went through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. All those pushings, they are over from today. As you are entering the new year, you are entering tall, you are entering with spreading, and you are entering heavy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pray in other tongues. I see somebody, the Lord has been telling you, pick up that business again. You have virtually closed down the business. The Lord says, pick it up again, because by destiny, 2022 is the year for that business. The stars will align, everything will fall in place. 2022 is the year for that business, says the Spirit of God. I see sicknesses disappearing. I see long-standing sicknesses. The Lord says they won't enter the new year with you. We draw a gulf for those sicknesses. And we release miracle fire right now in the name of Jesus. You are entering with renewed strength and vigor. You are entering with the power of God lifting you, healing, wholeness, wellness, in the name of Jesus. I see people that have gathered around you. I see them whispering concerning you. The Lord says he's turning the whispering of men
to be the words of your announcement. It's by their gossiping and their whispering that people will know that you have skills and abilities and you will be promoted, says the Spirit of God. God has made space for you. God has made space for you in different sectors, and it is manifesting now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus has paid the price. Therefore, right now, for those of you that are sick in your body, put your hand where the sickness is. I command healing to your body.
Amen.
You spirit of infirmity, you spirit of death, you spirit of weakness, you foul devil, I command you, go right now in the name of Jesus. I release healing power into your body, into your blood, into your organs, in the name of Jesus, and I declare restoration right now. The strangers fade away, and they are prayed out of their close places, in the name of Jesus. I see people's ranks being increased in the realm of the Spirit. I see greater utterance coming to people. I see greater miracles in their ministry. I see God giving territories to people in the name of Jesus. I see greater ranks, greater ranks, greater ranks. God is promoting you. God is increasing you. And God is causing you to spread in the name of Jesus. I see somebody that has been like a taskmaster. Hey, yeah, he's a spirit. That's been a taskmaster to your finances. Be a taskmaster to your relationships. You will gather and then it will come and take. And it will be as if you are going to start from square one. Because when it takes, it scatters everything. Right now, Satan, you are judged. I command you, spirit that scatters, you taskmaster, I command your hold to be broken over God's people right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that God's people are spreading. They are fruitful and they are multiplying. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sister, your name starts with O. By this time next year, you are carrying your baby.
Amen.
Your name starts with O. By this time next year, you are carrying your baby.
Amen.
Says the Spirit of God. You will not remember the days of your pain and the mockings of people that has come up into the ears of El Shaddai. It's over right now. By this time next year, you are testifying with your baby, says the Spirit of the living God. Lord, we thank you. I see businesses and ministries. I see people in their careers springing up in the new year. I see God promoting you, even in tight places, because they are telling you there is no vacancy, there is no way. But even in the midst of all that, God is lifting up your head and promoting you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. I pray the prophetic blessing upon your people. I speak lifting power to make this double honor a reality in their everyday lives. Thank you that for just as we have so many testimonies of breaking forth in 2021, by this time next year, we will be harvesting thousands of testimonies of double honor. For you will cause your children to soar, to spread, and be settled in this year of double honor. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God-breathed ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.